What's up, everybody? Dustin Pate back with episode number 51 of the Morning Walk with Dustin show. Fucking excited. Life's getting crazy, guys. I'll be honest. Like, I know a lot of you guys have seen we've been looking for a place, right? A new house. Well, dude, I fucking talked my investor into buying the house, man, because it's gonna benefit 6K in so many ways, and plus I need the house anyways. And you have to think, as a business startup, this house is a tax write-off for this guy. So he's getting the house wrote off on his taxes, and then he's also gonna be, you know, getting paid for this house by me. So, dude, it's just that's just a big ass blessing for me, man, because it's hard to get loans. You have to have 2 years of tax returns, you know, like three times the amount and all this shit. And I don't have all that, you know, yet, because I haven't ever really done my taxes that well. So anyways, my taxes, that ain't going to work. So, you know, without paycheck stubs, I was kind of fucked. And then so we went to the option of just, you know, maybe we'll just rent for a few more years until we get that, you know what I'm saying? So then we go around, we're looking out everywhere for these places to rent, and no one will accept me because I have a pending felony. And you can't have felonies in the last 7 years or you can't, you know, rent. So I was thinking, these fuckers are really trying to keep me stuck in the same areas, you know, where this kind of shit happened to me at in the beginning. So it's like they're trying to keep everybody that does that kind of shit in one area, right? So I was like, fuck that. So I reached out to my investor. I'm not going to say the name, but I'm sure a lot of you guys already know. But, and I hit him with the deal, man. And he's like, yeah, bet. And I went out and found the place. He's talking to the lady now, man. They're getting a formal offer put together for the people, man, getting the inspection done. It's insane. And then I don't know if the other guys know, man, me and Tyler Love, we're building a fucking hedge fund. And it's doing insane. He's in some trades now that are set to do like 10K in the next week. That's crazy, bro. The U.S. market's going down fast as fuck. Gold's going up fast as fuck. And we've been long on gold for like 4 days. So we're like 2K up right now. It's oh my God. And then, you know, 6K Organics is doing better. Our Instagram page is growing. We're at like almost 1,300 followers now. Our Facebook page, almost 500 likes. You know, we ship shit all around the fucking world. We got shit in Germany, man. It's crazy. It's crazy. We're getting story mentions. People are mentioning us in their story. Like, hey, man, you got to try this oil. It's great. It's, oh my God, everything's finally happening, man. Everything that I've been working so hard for, everything that I've been dreaming of this whole time, everything that I've been promising you guys, you know, everything that I told you was gonna happen, man, it's steadily happening as we're living in this show together, man. Every fucking episode, it's like shit just keeps happening, and I'm so fucking thankful, man. I'm so humble. I'm so happy. I'm so blessed. You know that I can never quit going now, man. I'm so motivated, man. So many people believe in me, care about me. So many people want to see me win. That's what I always needed that shit, man. Now I have it. You know, not only do I have my ambition and my ethic that I've always had, that always got me pretty fucking far. Now I got help, man. You know what I'm saying? Now I got motherfuckers got my back. You know, all I gotta do is say it. And if it makes sense, it happens, man. And I want all you, I swear I want you to get to the point I'm at. It's possible with whatever your passion is. You know what I'm saying? Drop shipping and cannabis, all the shit I'm into. That don't have to be what you do. You know what I mean? It don't have to be what you do. You know, maybe you don't want to build a hedge fund. Cool. Maybe you want to figure out how to become a part of our hedge fund. You know, maybe you want to be a part of something I do. Dude, that's cool. Reach out to me. You know where I'm at. We're on Instagram @6K Organics. We're on Facebook. I got two pages on Facebook, Dustin Pate. you know, I mean, two pages on Facebook under Dustin Pate. It's got two different pictures, but they're both me. They're both real. I use both of them daily. I have a Dustin Pate business page as well. I have a Morning Walk with Dustin business page as well. And I have a 6K Organics business page as well. So I'm everywhere, man. There ain't no reason that you can't get in touch with me. You can even send voice messages on the Anchor app. If you have that, if you listen to my podcast through the Anchor app, or if you use the Anchor app, you can send voice messages, man, to me that way. So then, you know, it's more, I guess, discreet, kind of like straight to me kind of deal. And I like that. So if you guys are interested in that, man, do that. That's cool, man. I'll always hit you back. Never, I won't leave you hanging, man, I promise. And I'm just lost for words, man. And it all just started with a couple little walks, man. A couple little breathing exercises. Fuck. You know, some effort, man. Some action. I just always kept going, man. Pushed through all the bullshit. And then, oh my God. And what's crazy is more bullshit still piling on me. For real, more bullshit still piling on me, man. Like, because I'm in this position, more and more shit starts falling on my plate. You see what I'm saying? Because me and Dallas, we're at home. We don't have to work. Well, her sister still has to work. And her sister's baby daddy's a piece of shit. He left, he ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? He don't do shit. None of that. Her mom, you know, she's with this dude that's, he's spoiled rotten, man. Oh my God, it's crazy. But he's done had him like a $300,000 house gave to him, all kind of shit. He quits his job all the time. He don't even have a job right now. So she done went and got her a job. So now she's working Monday through Friday. So who does that leave watching, you know, Dallas's sister's baby? That leaves Dallas watching him, which is extra stress on us. When honestly, we should be having the least stressful life out of anybody because we work the hardest. You know, we've done the most. It ain't our fault that, you know, everybody's grandmama ain't in grandmama role yet. You know, they didn't get ready for life. You know, when I'm their age, I'm going to be ready for my kids to have grandbabies. I'm going to be there to watch them so they can go to work. They can handle their business. They can build shit up. I mean, fuck. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, damn. And it's all the time, man. You don't understand. But I have to remind myself, be thankful. Be thankful you're in the position. Be thankful you're in the position. Be thankful you're in the position. Sometimes, man, that gets hard, man, because you got to think a lot of these people, they wouldn't do it for me. That's the cold truth, man. Cold truth is a lot of the people that ask for me and a lot of people I do for on a regular, consistent basis would not even take me into consideration, man. For real. If everything crumbled today, I'd have to figure it out again by myself. That's what hurts me so much, you know what I'm saying? Is that everybody looks up to me, you know, but that's why I'm getting this house. I'm getting this house about 30 minutes out of the way. It's going to be, you know, now they got to come up with a way to even get to me. So it's going to make shit easier on me, I feel like. I don't know, man. It kind of stresses me out a little bit. I mean, I try to think like I'm thankful to be in that position. But then at the same time, I'm like, what the fuck, man? Nobody else has to figure it out. Nobody else has to figure it out just because I already did. Damn. Everybody can't just, you know, respect me, you know, wait on me, shit like that. That ain't fair. I told Dallas, I said, I ain't trying to be a grandpa yet. I'm 25. We shouldn't have the house full of kids. You know, I understand we got our own kids. You know, it's crazy, man. But, you know, sometimes we just gotta figure shit out, push through things. You know, we're gonna be all right. We'll figure it out. Only thing is the problem is it'll be me and Dallas figuring it out. Nobody else figures it out, but whatever. That's all right, man. Just make sure y'all figure y'all shit out. Like, somebody got to. You know what I'm saying? But fuck, don't leave everything up to just one person, man. If you're doing that to somebody, that shit's wrong. I don't give a damn just because they're doing better than you, whatever the fuck. You had the same, especially if you come from better. I swear I do for a lot of people that come from better. And that really irritates me because I'm like, what the fuck did you do all this time? You know, while I was doing all this, while I was giving up, while I was doing sacrificing, you know what I'm saying? While I was, what the fuck? You know, I was hungry. And I put that aside to make my dreams happen, you know what I'm saying? And now it's like, I feel took advantage of a lot. And I know, you know, maybe people don't mean to do it, but they're in that mindset to where they don't have a choice to do it. You see what I'm saying? They're in the mindset to where their mindset couldn't figure out a way. It's sad, man, but it's true. They couldn't figure out a better option. And I don't get it. It's frustrating to me, you know what I'm saying? But I know I have to try to understand, you know what I'm saying? That's why I get on here and I spill this shit like this to you guys, because I'm being honest, man. I go through real life shit too. You know, this real, you know, real life shit that's on a, you know, frustrating level in my mind, and then I still have to carry out my day. See what I'm saying? I still have to collect my thoughts, get on the podcast, handle this shit. Then I still got to go handle my stores. You know what I'm saying? I still got to go push 6K like a motherfucker today. You know what I mean? What the fuck? I got shit to do. So, I can't let it weigh on me, man. So sometimes I just have to, you know, let shit slide for a little while, handle what I got to handle, and then try to figure it out later. You know, because I don't know exactly what we're going to do about this little situation. Because I know what the deal is it puts, you know, a huge stress level on Dallas. And then me and Riker got to deal with that stress. You see what I'm saying? Because then she's going to feel like we need to take up more. When I'm too busy to take up anymore, man. I got, you know what I'm saying? Especially, I mean, be honest, for somebody else's kid, right now I'm building something. I'm sorry. You know, and that's frustrating for me and for her. You know, everybody feels like I should, honestly, I'm telling you, man, they feel like I should put this to the side for that. And that ain't gonna happen. It just can't, man. It just can't. I'm sorry. But, I mean, if I do that, then think about the regret I gotta live with. You see what I'm saying? When I didn't make the choices. I didn't make the choices to put, you know, to put this little situation together. That was somebody else's whole doing. And the whole time I was telling them, don't do it. It's crazy, ain't it? When you tell somebody the whole time, don't do something, and then the problem still occurs, and then it falls back on you when you was trying to tell them to don't do it. Oh, man. But then at the same time, when life's getting that stressful, life's getting better than it's ever been at the same time for me. You know what I mean? So that's how at the same time I keep a smile on my face because I need this drama. I need it. You see, I need this kind of shit because if everything got normal for me, man, I'd be bored. I'm for real. I could let that shit just totally fuck with me. You know, like it kind of does, you know what I mean? But I don't let it just control me. I still keep that smile on my face. I still keep moving. I'm still going to handle what I got to handle. I'm not going to let that hold me down. I'm not going to let that slow me down. You know, and like I said, I'm going to keep a smile on my face through it. And one day it's going to pay off. Just like it is, like I'm seeing fruits of my labor, you know what I'm saying? The big ones. Big fruits, you know what I'm saying? Finally getting big fruits and and man, I know they're just gonna get bigger. You know, I'm gonna get whole truckloads next, you know what I'm saying? And I just hope that everybody else figures it out too. You know, like, damn. I really, man, I don't want to be the only one. I mean, that's the honest truth, man. I don't like, I get, you know what I'm saying? Like, fuck. I know I got a couple of my dogs riding with me, man. Tyler Love, Terry, you know, Janae, Kyle. You know, we're fucking shit up together. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate y'all guys, man, so much. Just for riding with me, man. All my supporters. You know, I see you guys, man. Y'all love my posts, y'all commenting, all this. I love you, man. I appreciate you. All my listeners, I appreciate you guys. You know, y'all come on here and y'all hear my pain, my struggle, but you also get to see my fame and my glory, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just glad that we get to do this shit together. That way you can see, you ain't the only motherfucker. You ain't the only motherfucker going through difficult shit. You ain't the only motherfucker going through shit you don't understand. Having to handle problems that ain't yours. You ain't the only one, man. And I'm still doing everything else I do. On top of handling all these problems. So let's don't sit back and dwell on shit like that. Like we could have. I had to speak on it to you guys. It helped one thing, that helped me vent for the day. That helped me get it off my chest. You see what I'm saying? And then another thing that helped you see the frustration that could have controlled my day. But I didn't let it. You know what I mean? You see how I'm ending? You see how I'm coming out? You know what I mean? Everything, I feel better. I mean, maybe you just need to come on and get you a podcast. Somebody to speak to. Fuck your screen. Sometimes that kind of shit helps. It helps me anyway. We're going to get in an emotion, though, where everything makes sense. Right now, man, all this shit's so new and everything's happening so fast. It's hard to make sense of all of it, for real. It's hard. It's real hard to figure all of it out. But we're going to. We're not going to give up because one thing, Dustin Pate ain't never quit. I'm for real. I bet you can't remember too much I failed at either. Call me out. Promise. Clap right there if you know you can't. You know what I mean? Clap right here. Put the clap hands. They right down below. Yeah, man. For real, though. Shit's crazy, bro. Just don't let all that pain, all that emotion get to you, man. So many times I could have let little shit like today stop me. So many times. You know? I could have never started. I could have trapped my mind, you know what I'm saying, back in the day. I could have never started grinding. I could have never done a lot of shit, man. A lot of shit I wish I wouldn't have done. But then at the same time, I'm glad I did it. I'm glad I felt every way I ever felt. It made me who I am, man. It made me stronger. One thing that's for sure, is they didn't make me bitter. They made me stronger, you know what I'm saying? They made me bigger, you know what I'm saying? They made me great. They made me unstoppable. You know, I am invincible. I am a creator. My words create. You know, for real. Like, you guys see it in action. I'll make a post. 2 weeks later, it'll be official as fuck. If 2 weeks. CBD shit, I had that shit jumping in 1 week. Let's go. I'm fixing to start doing brand boosting, man. Let companies hire me to come boost their brand for a few months. I'm serious. I'm fixing to be taking over, man. I gotta have my feet in a lot of shit. Cause think about the more brands I build with my face, that's just my face more places. Then every brand with my face with my face on it is a good brand. You see what I'm saying? Because I'm not even gonna accept shitty brands. I'm gonna come in and inspect your ass. You know what I'm saying? My face ain't going on nothing but the best. And bro, I don't even know what's gonna happen. One thing I do know is that everybody's gonna want the guys who came from nothing. The guys who made it. Like, seriously make it. they came from nothing. The background I come from, that's the stories that the people with money want. You see what I'm saying? The people with money will pay me big money just to tell them how the fuck I did it. What kind of exercises I used, what kind of principles I took, what kind of thought processes did it take to get through a lot of the shit I went through? How did I reprogram my mind after all that abuse, all that torture? You know what I'm saying? How do you rehabilitate yourself in the situation you came up in, son? You tell us that, here's your 200 grand. That's possible. You understand me? That's fucking possible. And I'm gonna do it. And you're gonna get to see it. You're gonna get to see it, hopefully live. Yeah, hopefully you get to see it live. I'm gonna end right there though. I love each and every one of you, man. It's Dustin Pate. I'm signing out. Appreciate you guys for being here through the whole episode of episode number 51 of the Morning Walk with Dustin Show.